Another single-day record for the number of COVID-19 infections yesterday. Data compiled by the COVID Tracking Project shows more than 144,000 new cases were reported across the U.S., surpassing the more than 136,000 new cases recorded just the day before. United States Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
This is a red alert and all hands on deck, but it should have been a long time ago. The president and the Republicans in Congress have ignored, by delay, distortion, denial, deaths have been caused.
Another 1,421 people died Wednesday, pushing the seven-day average over 1,000. Christmas this year looms largely for businesses, and the happiest time of the year brings no shortage of COVID-related challenges. FedEx Executive Vice President Bree Carrere says stores are pushing customers to buy early while expanding services like curbside pickup to minimize online shipping.
We are warmed up for what we're calling the ship-a-thon. Like everything else in 2020, this is going to be an unprecedented peak season.
Projected President-elect Joe Biden says he's not worried that President Donald Trump has broken with tradition by not letting him read the ultra-secret daily brief containing the nation's most sensitive intelligence before the inauguration. However, Republican U.S. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says if the president-elect is not invited into the briefings, he'll step in.
There's nothing wrong with Vice President Biden getting the briefings to be able to prepare himself and so that he can be ready. The president's already getting those. There's nothing wrong with the former vice president getting those. Kamala Harris is on the intelligence committee. She has all the clearances that she needs to be able to.
This is VOA News. Tomorrow marks an auspicious anniversary. On November the 13th, 1970, a young Air Force officer from the coastal hills of Syria launched a bloodless coup. It was the latest in a succession of military takeovers since independence from France in 1946, and there was no reason to think it would be the last. Yet 50 years later, Hafez al-Assad's family still rules Syria. The country is in ruins from a decade of civil war that killed a half a million people, displaced half the population, and wiped out the economy. Entire regions are lost from government control, but Hafez's son, Bashar al-Assad, has an unquestioned grip on what remains. Thousands in the Ethiopian capital participated in a blood donation program today in aid of soldiers pitched in conflict with armed forces in the country's Tigray region. The drive is expected to continue for several days. Addis Ababa Mayor Adenek Abiebi.
The main aim of the blood donation program is to express our affection, our respect for our army. The attack done on our army by Hawass Junta group is a shameful act. It has never happened in our history because we want to condemn this act too.
What appeared to be a sudden slide towards civil war in Ethiopia has been months in the making. Japan opposes any actions that escalate tensions in the East and South China Seas, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Wednesday as he wrapped up a trip to Vietnam and Indonesia. But he added Tokyo was not aiming at an Asian NATO to contain any specific country. Suga's four-day visit to the two Southeast Asian countries, his first overseas trip since taking office last month, is part of Japan's efforts to bolster ties with key regional countries amid concerns about China's growing assertiveness in the region. Bahrain's crown prince, Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa, is taking over as his country's prime minister after the death of the world's longest-serving prime minister yesterday at the age of 84. Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa died on Wednesday, repeatedly put down opposition unrest during a half-century in power. The new premier, who is 51, has been viewed as the ruling family's leading proponent of social and economic reforms. A new study finds that hurricanes are staying stronger longer after striking land than they did decades ago, and that means more destruction inland. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
One. Right now. VOA One.